Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world, the national news headlines at this hour. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. Former Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa is accusing the nation's current leader of retaliating against Julian Assange for WikiLeaks' publication of documents that allegedly implicate President Lenin Moreno in corruption. Correa, who led the South American nation when Assange was granted asylum in Ecuador's London embassy, said Thursday that the decision to revoke asylum is cowardly. The indictment filed against attorney Michael Avenatti alleges he stole millions of dollars from clients, didn't pay his taxes, committed bank fraud, and lied in bankruptcy proceedings. Avenatti was indicted late Wednesday on the charges following his arrest in New York last month for allegedly trying to shake down Nike for up to $25 million. The attorney, best known for representing porn actress Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump, said Thursday he will plead not guilty. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says 2 years of potential military rule in Sudan is not the answer for real change in the country. Hunt tweeted today that Sudan needs a swift move to an inclusive, representative civilian leadership and an end to violence. A blizzard has knocked out electricity to tens of thousands of people in the northern plains as a powerful storm system sweeps across the central United States. Officials say about 28,000 people and businesses are without power in Minnesota and South Dakota, while another 8,500 are in the dark in Iowa. Xcel Energy says the main culprit is snow and ice accumulating on power lines along with strong winds. The blizzard is part of the system known as a bomb cyclone. And retired Pope Benedict the 16th has published an analysis on the Catholic Church's clergy sex abuse scandal, blaming it on the sexual revolution of the 1960s and church laws that protected priests. The essay immediately raised eyebrows, seeming to interfere with or even contradict Pope Francis's own efforts to confront one of the most critical issues facing the church. One church historian called Benedict's essay, quote, catastrophically irresponsible, end quote, because it conflicted with Francis's own efforts. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
All right, now in downtown Crookston, we have 34 degrees, and we have cloudy skies. The clouds starting to get a little darker. Northeast wind of 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 28, and the wind chill right now is at 23 degrees. The Red Lake River level continues to drop, noticeably dropping. We're down below 20 feet, now at 19.69 feet, so it's continuing to go in the right direction. Again, 34 degrees, a wind chill of 23 right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, a slight chance of light snow mixed with rain in the afternoon, patchy blowing and drifting snow in the afternoon, snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches. Highs in the mid-30s, it'll be windy, northeast winds of 20 to 30, gusting to around 40, and a 90% chance of precipitation. Then tonight, snow, patchy blowing and drifting snow, snow accumulation around 3 inches, and lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds of 15 to 25, gusting to around 35, and a near 100% chance of snow. And they're calling for a total of 4 to 8 inches by Friday afternoon for Crookston and the KROX listening area. Now, we now are in a winter weather advisory in effect until from 4 p.m. this afternoon to 1 p.m. on Friday, with up to the 8 inches of snow, wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. It's going to cause some tough travel. And with that winter storm advisory, winter weather advisory, we also have flood warnings basically throughout the Red River Valley. So keep that in mind. If basically, what we're going to tell you, don't travel tonight if you don't have to. And not going to be safe, especially if you're off the main roads. But even the main roads, a lot of them are blocked or have water over the roadways, especially to the southern part or as you get closer to the Red River. And the best thing to do is to stay home tonight and relax and take in, or hopefully, our last winter weather system that comes through. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll take a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Also, we'll pass through all our weather-related announcements that we have. That'll be coming up a little later here during the noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'll be paying with cash or debit.
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, travel conditions are treacherous across most of the state. The Minnesota Department of Transportation's Kevin Gutnick says before heading out,
take a look and make sure you understand what the road conditions are, because there are going to be blizzard conditions, wind gusting up to 50 miles an hour or more. What that means is you're not going to be able to see, and there's going to be significant drifting.
The latest road conditions can be found on 511mn.org or by calling 511. But the real danger, especially in our neck of the woods right now, if you're traveling out in blizzard-like conditions or limited visibility, you have ditches full of water. You go into the ditch, it's no longer in the winter, it's safe. You can just go in the ditch. You stay there until the storm's done. Well, you can't do that if you have water coming into your vehicle. So just stay off the roads tonight. After several years of false starts, a bill banning cell phone use behind the wheel unless in hands-free mode could be one step closer to becoming law when the state Senate votes later today.
The State House on Tuesday passed a compromise measure with strong bipartisan support. The Senate is expected to vote on the same measure, and if it passes, Governor Tim Walz says,
"Yeah, we will sign it."
Supporters say the bill will save lives, and Senate author Republican Scott Newman from Hutchinson said earlier this week,
"I think there are a lot of good people in the state of Minnesota that are going to listen to what this bill is all about, and they will put their phones down."
If the governor signs it, Minnesota would become the 18th state with the hands-free law on the books. The law would take effect on August 1st. Scott Peterson reporting.
A Minnesota youth group has written a first-of-its-kind in the nation state-level Green New Deal bill, which will be introduced in the State House today.
By accelerating the state's reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and by establishing a goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions and carbon-free electricity by 2030. In addition, it would create a moratorium on all new fossil fuel infrastructure in Minnesota.
That's St. Louis Park sophomore Gabe Kaplan. The bill has 13 state representative and 4 state senate sponsors, all Democrats. The White House has confirmed President Trump will visit Minnesota on Monday, Tax Day, with the focus on tax cut legislation he pushed through the Congress last year, which isn't really helping many Minnesotans. Hamline University political analyst David Schultz says the president likely chose here because he thinks he can win Minnesota in 2020.
This is a state that we'd have to say what is probably the most Democratic party of all the Midwest. And if you could knock that off, I think that would be a big coup for Donald Trump as a candidate and as president.
Schultz says the president's visit highlights that Minnesota is a high tax state, and there's a little battle between the governor and Republican, or there's a battle between the governor and Republican controlled the Minnesota Senate over taxes. The children of a one-time minority owner of the Minnesota Vikings and his wife have asked for privacy while they grieve their parents' deaths. Erwin and Alexandra Jacobs' children confirmed their parents' deaths in a statement issued yesterday. Authorities haven't publicly identified the couple, but said they were investigating the deaths of a man and a woman whose bodies and a gun were found Wednesday in the Jacobs suburban Minneapolis home. Erwin Jacobs had a stake in the Vikings in the 1980s. Minneapolis and St. Paul schools are among the hundreds closed across Minnesota as a powerful spring storm intensifies. The storm that began moving across the state Wednesday is expected to deliver up to 2 feet of fresh snow in southwestern Minnesota by Friday morning. A blizzard warning is in effect until 10 p.m. Friday for southwestern and south central parts of the state. A winter storm warning is in effect for a much larger part of the state, including the Twin Cities. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kathosa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kathosa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard here right on KROX, it was the UMC Golden Eagle baseball team getting a nice win. They beat the University or Augustana University by a score of 2-1 in 8 innings, and a walk-off, literally a walk-off, hit by pitch. The Golden Eagles get the winning run and win 2-1. Things didn't look good. It looked like Augustana had a threat a couple times, but UMC was able to get out. They only gave up one run. It was tied at one apiece and battled back, and a pretty nice win there for UMC. Augustana, they bounced back, and they beat UMC 3-0 in the second game. And the Mets, they took a 9-1 lead. The Twins' pitching was terrible But the Twins offense, they battled back, scored a few runs, had bases loaded with Willens Astudillo, La Tortuga. He had bases loaded, wasn't able, he hit into a double play. They got out of it, but the Twins added a couple of runs the next inning, but they fall short 9-6. In women's softball, it was the University of Mary beating UMC 5-2 and 8-2 out in Bismarck. The Timberwolves, they lose the season finale 99-95 at Denver last night. Well, let's see. What else do we have here? Not a whole lot more to pass along on the state sports scene. The first round of the NHL playoffs continues tonight with the defending champion Washington Capitals hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Half the Hurricanes lineup will be making their playoff debut. Washington has two such newcomers and 1,282 games of experience, thanks to its cup run a year ago and many previous playoff trips. Carolina, they're my favorite team going into the playoffs. I'm going to cheer for them because they had a basketball hoop out on the ice before a game, and they were doing slam dunk contest with their skates on. So they're my favorite team. Yeah, I'm that's how invested into the NHL playoffs this year I am without the Wild in it. Let's see. That is the Big 12 has agreed to a deal with ESPN that gives the network rights to all football championship games through 2024 and makes the league the first Power 5 conference to provide exclusive content to ESPN+. Sports Business Journal Daily first reported that the network will pay the conference about $40 million from 2019 to 2024. And it's Masters Week. The best week of the year in golf, in my opinion. They say the golf season never ends, but it begins at Augusta. This year's Masters officially starts this morning with newcomer Andrew Landry. A couple hours later, Tiger Woods will tee off. It's been 14 years since Woods won a green jacket, but he's among the favorites again. Rory McIlroy is being the betting favorite, and a victory would give him the career Grand Slam. Just once, I would like to golf Augusta. It's going to be a terrible score, but just to see it in person would be, or even just go to watch. That's sort of a bucket list item there. Schedule for today, the word of the day is postponed. Girls softball at East Polk, that is postponed. Pirate baseball at Winnemac, postponed. And junior high track at Bagley has been canceled. Games that aren't postponed, they're in Buffalo, New York. The NCAA Division I tournament semifinals, the Frozen Four. Minnesota Duluth takes on Providence at 4, and at 7:30, Denver takes on Massachusetts. That is about it on the sports scene. We do have a new Sports Fever column on our website. You can check out that. We have all the section classifications for the next two school years. As of now, we got word that there could be a change with the football program disbanding their co-op, and Monaga Sabika, it's the United North Central, they could be leaving. We don't have enough information on it, but we got a little more this morning, so it's not included in the column. But Monaga Sabika is going to break up United North Central. They're going to go, Monaga will go with Park Rapids in football, so Sabika is going to be on their own. So now, those teams that are scheduled to take on United North Central, they have one less opponent if that happens. So it's going to be an interesting thing and see what happens there. But we have a lot of sports news from Northwest Minnesota Sports. A recap of the Final Four and a whole lot more. Ryan Bittner is playing professional hockey for Pensacola. The Ice Flyers, we have how he's done in his first two games. Yeah, we have how former Pirates are doing in the pros and college ranks. Can find out how they're doing there. We also have some jokes. We have Christian Leitner camp. He's coming to Pillager to put on a camp. We received that from the Pillager coach to post in our Sports Fever column. And that's the second straight year. I think Christian Leitner is going to be putting on a two-day camp there. And then we have a lot of more information. The Minnesota State High School League, they had class proposals from adding a class in soccer, tennis. There's some other sports as well. There's a whole lot of news to check it out. KROXAM.com. Click on sports and then sports fever. And you can check out the sports page and knock yourself out. See the ever-changing spring sports schedule for the Pirates. That's all available online, KROXAM.com, and go from there. If you can't find what you're looking for, just type it in the search menu. Just, let's say, Pirate Boys Track or Pirate Girls Track or whatever. Just type it in the team name or your kid's name, and you'll find out all the stories that they were included there. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll click on news. That's going to be coming up next. We'll find out what's on the local scene, including the jail. It's overcrowded. We'll tell you more about that coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 12 double roll package of quilted northern bath tissue and the 6 roll package of brownie paper towels on sale this week for $6.99 each. The 4.6 to 6 ounce selected Colgate Max toothpaste, that's $2.69. In Hugo's Pet Corner, 14 pound selected Rachel Ray's dog food, $16.99. In Hugo's Floral Department, 6 inch Easter lilies, just $8.99.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local scene, the Tri-County Community Region Corrections Board met this week, and the theme of the day was the continuing high population numbers at the Northwest Regional Correction Center. In 2018, and even further back over the past several years, the Northwest Regional Correction Center has averaged a little more than 90% occupancy, which is a little above where the Department of Corrections would like to see jails operate, according to Executive Director Andrew Larson.
What the Department of Corrections typically does, so they use kind of this 90% mark as, you know, in a perfect world, that's where they would really like to see jails operate. And much of that figure comes from the old linear style jails, whereas we're direct supervision. So that actually gives us greater flexibility in how we manage our unit. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, perfect world, the DOC would like us to operate at a 90% capacity. And the reason they say that is just for different classifications. Needs, but you know, there was a lot of foresight put into the development of our building, and so we've got a lot of flexibility in how we use different areas of our facility. So that's really given us the ability to run with higher numbers and still manage the population effectively due to all the different classifications that we have.
The numbers have increased even more since the start of 2019, with the year-to-date capacity sitting at about 98%. A significant percentage of the population comes from agencies such as the U.S. Marshals Service, Minnesota Department of Corrections, and other similar agencies, which sometimes use local jails for stops during transfers or as the residents for inmates doing work release or other programs. As of Tuesday morning, U.S. Marshal inmates made up roughly 10% of the current population.
Previous months, we were kind of in that low to mid 90 range, and now for the year 2019 thus far, I think we're at 196 is our average daily population through the first 3 months of the year, which is 98% capacity, which we're busy, we're busting at the seams, but staff are doing a great job of managing all of the different things that high workload means, not only, you know, just managing the new arrests, but even, you know, getting people out to work for work release, STS, high numbers just add a great deal of work and stress to everybody, but staff are doing a great job in managing that.
With the increased population, the jail has been experiencing higher volumes of bookings, attorney meetings, and ITV needs. The ITV is used for meetings with lawyers, first appearance in court outside of Polk County, along with several other uses. They also have more need for space for face-to-face meetings between attorneys and clients, or a request to remodel a file storage room into a meeting room with ITV capabilities for around $10,000 was approved by the board.
Going back to the theme of increased activity, increased population, with that comes a pretty significant backlog in our intake area, whether it's attorneys or, you know, we're seeing an increase in use of ITV for mental health appointments, first appearances for court through Norman and Red Lake and also Menomon County. The need for some additional meeting space for public defenders, I mean, it just runs the gambit. We need more room in that area. So actually, the assistant jail administrator had drawn up a proposal to remodel what was essentially a file storage room and turn that into an additional meeting space, and the board did approve to move forward with that.
Another topic discussed by the board this week was ways to better equip Tri-County probation officers to issue a duress signal or call for backup when a situation arises, including needing to make a violation arrest. Unlike many states, Minnesota probation officers aren't allowed to carry firearms, explains Larson.
Minnesota is different than many states. So North Dakota, for example, probation officers in the state of North Dakota are actually licensed to carry. In the state of Minnesota, our probation officers do not carry. So they're not armed officers. So one of the things that we discussed at our board meeting was the need to better equip the agents with an ability to initiate a duress button in the event that they were to encounter a situation at if they're out in the field doing a home visit or even in some of our satellite offices.
And that is the board tasked the staff to do some further research into devices or apps that can be used to better equip the officers for their May meeting. And again, the Northwest Regional Corrections Center at about 98% capacity, so they have that full. The students at the Crookston High School will take the stage this weekend with the spring play, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. The performance lasts about an hour and is filled with musical numbers, interesting personalities, and a magic foot. There is plenty of humor as well, according to Assistant Director Cindy Fazier.
The play is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's a musical. It's about a group of junior high kids who are spelling words, competing to win a spelling bee. They all have unique quirks and characteristics, and there's a bunch of humor in the play as well.
The first performance will be Saturday, April 13th, with the final performance at the annual Senior Citizen Brunch on Tuesday.
The play will be performed at Crookston High School Auditorium on Saturday, April 13th, Sunday the 14th, and Monday the 15th, all at 7:30 p.m. We're going to have a special senior citizen performance with brunch at 8:30 a.m. and the performance to follow at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th.
So again, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston High School Auditorium. And then Tuesday, they'll have the Senior Citizen Brunch. That'll be at 8:30 with the play to follow at 9:30. The cast includes Logan Johnson, Gina Visnes, Jessica Willits, Blaine Asman, Anna Huck, Justin Petrushevsky, Sarah Ryan, Linnea French, Victoria Prue, George French. The crew, Beth Carlson is the director, Cindy Fazier's assistant director, Eliza Myers, assistant to the directors, Lights and Sound, Sophia Rizak and Janae Luco. Marianne Notek is the accompanist. Phyllis Hagen with the costume. Set builder is Pat Seidel. Set art consultant is Trey Everett. And technical director is Steve Kruger. The Crookston High School speech team finished off their regular season with some pretty solid results in the Section 8A speech meets. Phyllis Hagen was named the Subsection 8A Coach of the Year at the subsection competition. At the subsection event, the following students advanced to the Section 8A tournament. Georgie French in the great speeches, Linnea French in humor, Emily Gillette in original oratory, Victoria Prue in storytelling, and Isaac Wandry in original oratory. Also recognized for their participation were Ben Brantner in extemporaneous speaking, Zara Begg in humor, Jocelyn Midbow in humor, Emma Sherman in informative, Ed Luco in informative, Samantha Rizak and Sophia Rizak in humor, and Elizabeth Helgeson. At the Section 8A event, Victoria Prue finished third place in storytelling and advanced to the state speech tournament this weekend at Wayzata High School. Also recognized were Linnea French in humor. She finished fifth. Emily Gillette in original oratory finished sixth. Ben Brantner in extemporaneous speaking, seventh. George French in great speeches, eighth. Zara Begg in humor, eighth place. Emma Sherman in informative was 11th. And Isaac Wandry in original oratory finished 10th. The speech team is coached by Hagen, Colleen McRae, assistant coach Gay Wick, and Mira McRae is the manager. The National Weather Service has canceled the tornado drill watch and warnings for Minnesota today. It will not be issuing any test tornado watches and warnings or the sirens anywhere in Minnesota today because of the strong snowstorm that is going to hit the entire state. So again, there is no statewide tornado drills for today. The Northwest Regional Correction Center, we were telling you, they're 98% capacity. They reported the arrest of the following individuals: Jennifer Ruth Wilder, 32, of Crookston, for felony probation violation; Jesse James Donarski, 26, of Crookston, for felony fifth-degree drug possession, procurement, or control; Trisha Don Curry, 36, of Crookston, for felony fifth-degree drug possession, procurement, or control. The Crookston Eagles Club donated $2,500 to the Crookston Firefighters Association at their annual fun night this past weekend. And Crookston Eagles Area Secretary Jake Fee, along with Area President John Barris, presented the Crookston Firefighters Association event chairman Cole Ricard with the check. The American Legion Auxiliary Unit 24 from Roseau hosted several Northwest Minnesota area auxiliary units April 1st for a night of socializing, supper, and fun. The units attending were from Warroad, Badger, Greenbush, Roseau, Argyle, Carlstead, Grigla, Roosevelt, Bagley, Middle River, Crookston, Warren, and Thief River Falls. Gene Walker, the American Legion Auxiliary Department President from Warren, Department Chaplain Margie Keller of Crookston, and the 9th District Auxiliary President Lynn Carr from Thief River Falls were the night's special guests. On the obituary desk today, Marjorie Steeney Scott, 91, formerly of Ada, died Tuesday, April 9th at Sanford Hospital in Thief River Falls. The funeral for Marjorie Scott will be at 11 a.m. Monday, April 15th at Zion Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation will be Sunday from 5 to 7 of the prayer service at 6:30 at the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada. Burial will be at the East Marsh River Lutheran Cemetery in rural Halstead. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Maurice R. LaTulip and John DeHaan. Maurice LaTulip was born in McLeod, California in 1930. He enlisted in the U.S. Army at the age of 24, and Maurice R. LaTulip was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Houston, Texas on this date in 1967. John DeHaan was born 1893 in the Netherlands. He enlisted in 1918, was discharged in 1921. John DeHaan died on this date 1951 at the Veterans Hospital in Fargo. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the weather. First, our weather-related announcements for today. The Crookston Pirates softball game at East Polk has been postponed. Crookston Pirate baseball at Winnemac has been postponed. Crookston Junior High track at Bagley has been canceled. Climax Schools will be closing at 12:30 this afternoon. Ada Borup Schools released at 11:30 this morning. The Subsection 30 Large Group Band Choir Contest that was scheduled for Ada Borup tomorrow has been postponed. The contest will now be held at Ada Borup next Tuesday, starting at 9:30 a.m. Subsection 30 schools are Ada Borup, Fertile Beltrami, Foston, Manoman, Norman County East, Eelin, Hitterdahl, Waubun, and Winnemac. And Friday, we've already received this official notice. The Crookston Pirate Boys golf team, they were supposed to be at Detroit Lakes on Friday, and that has been canceled as well. And they're going to try to find a makeup date depending on how the weather all comes along here, but it doesn't look like anything will be happening soon. And I'm just double checking, making sure we haven't had anything else here from Mr. Garman on the old email. And we just received this note officially now, no baseball on Friday as well. So that just came a little bit ago from Mr. Garman. So no baseball tomorrow. So Crookston Pirate Boys Golf at Detroit Lakes and Pirate Baseball at or hosting Red Lake County. That has been postponed. That is a look at our weather-related announcements. Now we'll get into the weather, our present conditions right now. And well, we should also add this. Bunny Bingo at the Fisher School at 6:30 tonight has been rescheduled to Monday at 6:30 p.m. So there you go. The present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. Well, all things considered, not bad. 34 degrees, cloudy skies, a northeast wind of 20, gusting up to 28. That is a wind chill of 23 above. The Red Lake River level reading is at 19.56 feet. That continues to drop. Humidity is at 56%, and the barometric pressure is down quite a bit here over the last hour at 29.96 inches. Cloudy skies, 34 right now in downtown Crookston. The sun rose this morning at 6:44. The sun will set at 8:10 for 13 hours, 26 minutes of daylight. The record low, 7, set in 1940. The record high, 81, set in 1955. Year ago high 39, year ago low 25, the average high 50, the average low 29. Yesterday's high 39, yesterday's low 27. And again, the river continues to drop. We're at 19.56 feet. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. Patchy blowing and drifting snow, with snow possibly mixed with rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation, 1 to 4 inches, highs in the mid-30s. It'll be windy, northeast winds of 20 to 30, gusting to around 40, and a 90% chance of precipitation. Tonight, snow, patchy blowing and drifting snow, snow accumulation around 3 inches, lows in the mid-20s. Northeast winds of 15 to 25, gusting to around 35, and a near 100% chance of snow. Friday, patchy blowing and drifting snow in the morning, cloudy with light snow, snow accumulation up to 1 more inch, total snow accumulation 4 to 8 inches possible by Friday. Highs in the mid-30s, it'll be breezy, north winds of 15 to 25, and 80% chance of snow. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, it'll be sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. But again, 4 to 8 inches of snow expected by Friday for Crookston in the listening area. We are in a winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. A winter weather advisory for snow means periods of snow will cause primary difficult travel. Expect snow-covered roads and limited visibilities and use caution while driving. And we'll keep you updated as the storm gets closer here. But again, if you are traveling or planning on this afternoon or this evening, remember the ditches are full of ice-cold water. And if you go into the ditch, you are going to be putting yourself in extremely dangerous conditions, not only getting wet, but also being stranded in what could be blizzard-like conditions. So make sure you stay home tonight, relax, and hopefully be done with our last snowstorm of the season. That is a look at the Noontime News. We'll keep you updated as this system comes through, so keep your radios tuned to KROX. We'll have things updated on our website as well, if need be. The Noontime News, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on KROX is brought to you by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.